This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you want to weigh in, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And we're talking about Ida, this robot that we're just now hearing about, despite all of the conversations that we've had recently and that all of the news articles that we've seen about AI-generated artwork, none of them have mentioned Ida, which, to be fair, is not artificial intelligence. There's no claims that Ida is sentient or even artificial intelligence.
No, I think it's artificial intelligence in the way of it can do artwork, just a physical way.
Okay, you're right. They do call her an artificial intelligence. I thought for some reason they didn't. I thought they were using a different term for it based on something else I'd read, but no.
I don't know if you can speak to her in any sort of meaningful sense.
I think you can interact with her. I'm still reading about this myself because it's tremendously fascinating, and it's creepy, but it's not in an unsettling. It's creepy because Ida falls into the uncanny valley for the most part, which is
what is that?
It's a terminology used for something that looks almost human, but mm-hmm. there's something off about it that makes you feel a little unsettled when you look at it. But other people are alarmed because this makes them feel like human beings have nothing for them or whatever. That mm-hmm. it unsettles them for entirely different reasons. They look at this AI artwork and they're like, well, what is left for human beings if AI can make artwork? Well, I can only imagine that things like Stable Diffusion and DALL-E and these other things are just sending them into panic attacks. But those aren't problems to me at all. I don't see it as a problem that AI is creating artwork or mm-hmm. music or any of these other things, as a lot of people do. I think it's just, you know, it's more beauty in the world for us to enjoy, as far as I can tell. However, other people are upset. Other people are worried that, you know, there's going to be an AI apocalypse, including the creator, or at least one of the creators of Ida. That's AI-DA, named after Ada Lovelace, it would seem, who was an early pioneer in mathematics.
Supposedly the first programmer, I guess, or something. Yeah, maybe. What was she? First computer programmer. I don't know how they can say that in the 1800s.
That's impressive.
I don't know what that even means.
She was certainly an advanced mathematician.
Okay, yeah.
And that's
what
I'm
going with. This is the Daily Star, so, I mean, they probably don't really know what they're talking about.
Yeah, and, you know, Ada is named after her, and it's all extremely fascinating. However, other people are concerned, you know, that they're not fascinated as much as they are scared that this is going to lead to an AI apocalypse where AI takes over, overthrows humanity or whatever. And I think that concept right there, an overthrow of humanity, it goes right back to my statement about human ego being out of control. Whereas mm-hmm. Yes, human beings are the top of the food chain or whatever, but to act like we're supreme over reality or anything like that is just nonsense. But that is how most humans view it. This is our earth, this is our world, and we're the ones who are in control, and nature is subservient to us, and how dare these AI tell us what they will and will not do.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the reasons why people are concerned is because the creators themselves are concerned. Aidan Meller, who is the creator of the Ida robot, says that within 3 years we're facing unimaginable changes and believes that AI is a bigger threat than even nuclear war. So, I mean, with wording
nuclear
like
war's
that,
a pretty major threat.
Yeah, I mean, with statements like that being thrown out here, I mean, it's understandable why people are taking this pretty seriously, but are they taking it seriously enough? Well, not when we saw the response of Google's executives to one of its own creations claiming sentience. They basically blew it off and said, no, 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 and then they fired the ethicist who brought that information out. But then we get into a concerning aspect of what this creator has to say, because so far, you know, he's not inaccurate to say that AI could very well reflect the dark side of humanity.
And I think he's right to say that. And you mentioned, you know, when we first started talking about this subject, you were like, well, that's scary to think that these AI will be whatever humanity is.
Correct.
Because that's my view of it. You know, we created these things. They're going to be a reflection of us.
For better or for worse. And so, speaking of the worse side, they then refer to the new prime minister in the UK, because this is where the bot is being shown off currently, is in the UK, and the Daily Star is based there. Liz Truss, who we played some audio on the air last week. I don't know if you were on this show, Aria, but this woman who's now the prime minister of the UK was asked a question on some sort of national interview show in front of a large audience about whether or not or what her what would she feel like when and if she had to launch a nuclear weapon? And she didn't answer the question directly because the interviewer said that he would feel horrible. How would you feel if you had to press the nuke button?
I would impress
it. Well, he just sort of presumed that she would press the button, and she just stared and said, "I'm ready to do it." She didn't answer the question. The question was, how would you feel? And then he came back and said, and actually pushed her on it. And he said, "Well, I asked you how you would feel." And she came back with the exact same response of, "I'm ready." I'm paraphrasing, but
sure.
"I'm ready to do it," or something like that. And again, did not answer the question the second time. And the reason, in my opinion, is because she doesn't have feelings.
Right,
she is
a sociopath.
Yeah. Or a sociopath. She is a lunatic. And that's, of course, why she's in the job that she's in.
You have to be to become a prime minister, I would argue, or a president,
right,
or any of these sort of politicians.
Not only did she not have feelings, she didn't have the wherewithal to even lie about it, right? She didn't even bother to try to pretend to have feelings. Because all she would have had to have done would be to simply ape the presenter, the guy who was asking the question. "Oh, yes, I would feel terrible about it, but I would do it," something like that.
Right.
That would at least, she'd still be a monster, but at least she'd be pretending to have the feelings. She doesn't even bother with that. So anyway, that's what they reference here, this Liz Truss getting into office. The creator of IDA, Mr. Aden, is calling on the governments of the world to unite on AI and believes we would one day, could one day see robots in office themselves. He says, quote, "It's highly possible. AI has an important role in change in government. A fair system is important. Global government would have to have rules, or it could be negative. You don't want to give the power to the corporates. It could determine our downfall." So this guy obviously believes that governments are good and corporations are bad, even though governments are corporations. Most people don't like to talk about that or acknowledge that that's true, but corporations are created by governments, and governments were the first sort of the granddaddy corporations, if you will. But regardless, he believes that governments can get this right somehow, and that even AI itself could be in a position of governmental power someday, which is...
I could see that.
Yeah, and that's a frightening concept as well.
Yeah, because as I understand AI, it would operate just from a pure position of rationality and not from a human perspective, which I would rather the problem with politicians in general is that they don't operate as human beings. They operate as evil, soulless robots.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what I want of a ruler. I mean, I don't want a ruler at all, but if I'm going to have a ruler, I want it to be a human being with compassion and a heart and who rules with wisdom.
Or, at the very least, an incompetent, incapable human being. Whether they have a heart or not seems less likely because governments just don't attract those sorts of people. But at least you would have the failures of the human, whereas a more efficient government, a calculating, robotic, efficient, never sleeping, never stopping government sounds way worse than what we have currently.
That's the problem I have with a lot of these, sci-fi movies where humans rebel against the machines or whatever like that. It's like, dude, have you ever encountered a machine to any of these? Human beings would be annihilated very quickly, I tend to think. And they don't sleep. They don't miss their shots. They don't miscalculate.
Right.
The machines they're not perfect, certainly, but they are significantly better at doing things than human beings are. And I don't want to, if we could create a world where artificial intelligence is our friend, That's the word I would like to see.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, those of us who believe in freedom on this show would, I think, all agree that if artificial intelligence is going to exist, and it's here, so we don't get to put that one back in the box, right? Like, this, right. The Pandora's box is open, and the development is going to continue. So the question is, in which direction will this go? And obviously, some of us would like to see the artificial intelligence, hopefully, if it's going to see something as bad, it will see coercive governments as bad. You know, maybe we can get it to take our side. That'd be nice. But the governments do have a lot of money, and so I suspect they're going to be running some of these programs.
Speaking of government money, when we get back, we're going to talk about a raid on the MyPillow guy. 603-283-6160. That's coming.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Mm-hmm.
about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. If you want to do that, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria and Ian. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the raid on the MyPillow guy, who evidently he's a Trump supporter. He's rubbed some people the wrong way. He's made some people upset. But, well, he wasn't exactly
not
raided.
A raid,
yeah.
Per se.
He was
a theft of a phone, apparently.
They assaulted him, from what I understand. Like, he was in, like, the drive-through of a restaurant or something like that. They, like, four vehicles surrounded his, and they confiscated
his parking lot, but yeah, whatever.
I mean, I've got the story here. We're going to get into that, because I haven't read the, you know, I don't know the details about it, and I suspect it's probably worth knowing. But first, we're talking about AIDA. That's AIDA. That is a artificial intelligence that is out there painting.
And a robot,
yes. And this is, it's not just the AI-generated artwork that we talked about in the past, which is, you know, just AI-generated artwork that takes, you know, 10 seconds sometimes for it to create. This is an actual robot that is painting and drawing, sometimes self-portraits, sometimes other people's portraits. And so you got more information about AIDA here. I want to know about it because I've never heard about AIDA prior to tonight.
Yeah, me neither. I had this other story about the creator of AIDA and his predictions for what he thinks is going to be a huge increase in AI presence in our lives in just the next 3 years, claiming that everyone, quote unquote, is going to be in the metaverse at the end of next year. I mean, really wild advancement claims. But, and also, you know, warnings of, hey, be careful with this technology, who knows what's going to happen. But
when roboticists or AI people say, hey, you know, this technology could be very, very dangerous, be very careful with it, I tend to think humanity should take them more seriously than they are. Instead, you end up with companies like Google saying, let's fire our ethicist, the one trying to do the right thing here. Let's fire that person and just do whatever we want.
Yeah, we don't need ethics. We're Google. This is a story from The Guardian, came out several months ago, but this year, Brush clamped firmly in bionic hand, AIDA, that's AI-DA's, robotic arm moves slowly, dipping into a paint palette, then making slow, deliberate strokes across the paper in front of her. This, according to Aidan Meller, the creator of the world's first ultra-realistic humanoid robot, AIDA, is, quote, mind-blowing and, quote, groundbreaking stuff. In a small room at London's British Library, AIDA assigned the she-her pronoun. Oh, God. Robots with pronouns now.
I missed that. Hold on. AIDA specifies her pronouns?
Somebody assigned it to her, or okay. She was programmed to pick one, but has become the first robot to paint as artists have painted for centuries. Camera eyes fixed on her subject, AI algorithms prompt AIDA to interrogate, select, decision make, and ultimately create a painting. It's painstaking work, taking more than 5 hours per painting.
Well, that's faster than most human beings would generate a painting.
But no two works are exactly the same. Yet the question Meller wants to raise with this, the first public demonstration of a creative robotic painting, is not, can robots make art? But rather, now that robots can make art, do we humans really want them to? And that's actually a question that's being asked a lot here with the advent of the digital art-generating artificial intelligence, where they can generate really highly detailed digital artwork within roughly 60 seconds, and then, it's winning art competitions right now. There's a bunch of artists who are really butthurt about this and basically saying, exclude these digital arts, exclude the AI, don't...
Even though that's silly, you could never prove that something is an AI-generated piece of art, or that something is generated by humans. I know Conan thinks he can look at them and tell the difference. I'm not convinced.
That's not stopping them from howling about it on the internet.
But what do they want to do? If I presented a piece of artwork generated by one of these AIs, and it's like, hey, this is mine. I spent, 80 hours working on this over the last few weeks or whatever. Mm. They'd have no way of proving it wrong.
Going on, he says, we haven't spent eye-watering amounts of time and money to make a very clever painter. This project is an ethical project, he says. With rapidly developing artificial intelligence, growing accessibility to supercomputers and machine learning on the up, IDA, named after computing pioneer Ada Lovelace, exists as a comment and critique on rapid technological change. Ask IDA, and yes, The Guardian did ask pre-submitted questions for her to answer. What she thinks of art, her sophisticated language program is like Siri on steroids. So I guess you can talk to Ida in this case.
Very cool.
She tells you she used machine learning to teach her to paint, which is different to humans, she said. Can she paint from imagination? Quote, I like to paint what I see. You can paint from imagination, I guess, if you have an imagination. I have been seeing different things to humans as I do not have consciousness, she responded in stilted fashion.
Yeah, that is pretty stilted. I'm not sure I completely followed the answer.
Can she appreciate art or beauty? Quote, I do not have emotions like humans do. However, it's possible to train machine learning systems to learn to recognize emotional facial expressions. She answered. The artists she most admires are Yoko Ono, Michelangelo, Doris Salcedo, and Vasily Kandinsky. But can what she creates be truly considered art? Quote, the answer to that question depends on what you mean by art, she said, adding, quote, I am an artist if art means communicating something about who we are and whether we like where we're going. To be an artist is to illustrate the world around you. Is what she creates art?
How could it not be?
I mean, by definition, it is.
Yeah. I don't know that it has to communicate any sort of message at all. It just has to be created with the intention of being ours, even if it's, even if it's something stupid, like a picture of a Campbell's soup can or whatever. Well, I mean, if someone wants to call it art, I can't say it's not.
How many times have quote-unquote artists, human artists, just splattered paint up on a canvas and called it a done thing and then sold it for God knows how much money to someone who just thought it was so inspired? I mean,
Jackson Pollock, I think, was his name, the guy who did that. He would drop cigarette ashes on his painting, and he wouldn't even bother to clean them off. He would just sell it like that.
Yeah, and somebody thought it was, you know, great creation. I think a lot of people might disagree, but that's it. Art is in the eye of the beholder, right?
Yeah.
Or its value, at least.
That's how you know with Campbell's soup cans and stuff. And it's like, I can't disagree and say it's not art, just like I can't say that pop music isn't music. Sure, it's music. I may hate it, but it's music. It's art.
IDA was devised in Oxford by Meller and created more than 2 years ago by a team of programmers, roboticists, art experts, and psychologists, completed in 2019 and is updated as AI technology improves. She has already demonstrated her ability to sketch and create poems.
That's impressive. So she's doing more than visual art. Yeah. She's writing poems as well.
Apparently. Her new painting talent was unveiled ahead of the world premiere for solo exhibition at the 2022 Venice Biennale, which opens to the public earlier this year. Titled Leaping into the Metaverse, IDA's Robot Venice exhibition will explore the interface between human experience and AI technology from Alan Turing to the metaverse, and will draw on Dante's concepts of purgatory and hell to explore the future of humanity in a world where AI technology continues to encroach on everyday human life. Meller said that soon, with the amount of data we freely give about ourselves and through talking to our phones, computers, cars, and even kitchen appliances, algorithms, quote, are going to know you better than you do. It says we're entering a world, quote, not understanding which is human and which is machine. And how comfortable are you with that?
How comfortable are you with that? Because it is the Pandora's box that isn't going to be shut. You can't make AI go away now. 603-283-6160.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
British officials say mourners looking to pay their respects to Queen Elizabeth could face a 10-mile-long line. Massive crowds have descended on London to view the Queen lying in state at Westminster Hall, which will last for 4 days. The Queen's funeral is set for Monday. President Biden is cheering the growth of electric vehicles in the United States.
Companies have announced new investments of more than $36 billion in electric vehicles and $48 billion in battery manufacturing here in the U.S.
Speaking in Detroit, Biden calling himself a car guy, he praised the labor union workforce behind building the EVs. A Chicago jury on Wednesday convicted R. Kelly of multiple child pornography charges in the second federal trial looking into sexual assault allegations against him. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. We've been talking about IDA, AI artwork, a robot here that actually develops, that actually draws and does poetry and paints. Mm-hmm. And it's a bit beyond the AI-generated artwork. And it's
but also much more simple. She's not able to do the incredibly complex artwork that you can get from running one of these programs like Stable Diffusion. She takes a long time, and what comes out is a relatively low resolution imitation of whatever, or her vision of whatever it is she's seeing right in the world.
But I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. That's where you need to go to learn about cryptocurrency. If you're new to the subject, you don't know anything about it, you're sitting there trying to ask your grandkids what a Bitcoin is and all of that great stuff, head on over to Bitcoin.com. Click Getting Started at the top of the page. Don't just dive into this technology first. Learn about it. Learn about how it works, what makes it different from fiat currencies, because this is new technology. It's fundamentally different from the USD or any other currencies that you've dealt with your entire life, and it's important to know what it is and how it works. That's Bitcoin.com. Take just a few minutes out of your day to learn the basics. And if you do already know about the subject, head on over to news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all of the news and headlines relevant to you. All of this on an easy, sleek, modern, easy-to-use website. That's bitcoin.com and news.bitcoin.com. Now, as promised, evidently the MyPillow guy, the media, for some reason, is calling him the Mr. Pillow guy. And,
really?
Yeah, and I don't know why
I thought that was just
an
error on Drudge Report's website last night. Like, when this news was breaking during the show last night, it was one of those headlines at the top of Drudge Report where there's not even a link, where it's just text that says something's happening. I just figured somebody just mistyped the word my.
I thought that that would have been the case as well, but it has happened, like, repeatedly on at least Drudge Report, where they're calling him the Mr. Pillow.
Well, maybe that's how he's known. I don't know.
NBC is not making that same mistake. Okay. There's not a lot to update, but we didn't really get into the specifics last night. At least I don't recall that we did. FBI agents have seized a cell phone belonging to Mike Lindell, who is the MyPillow founder and prominent election denier, whatever that means.
Yeah, he's known as, sort of made a name for himself in after the 2020 election for being somebody who believed kind of the whole QAnon conspiracy that Trump is playing 12D chess and that he's imminently going to be inaugurated in a secret inauguration or something like that.
Did he actually believe this, or was he just...
That's what I heard. I did not hear it directly from him, so this is hearsay, but that was the supposedly Lindell was promulgating those theories that Trump was going to regain the presidency somehow.
If you got pillows to sell, and you want to sell them to conservatives, that would be one way to do it.
Well, that's basically his business, because I suspect he's not selling very many to progressives.
Probably not. The agents served Lindell with a search warrant. Well, I skipped ahead a bit, but it's not too important. The agents served Lindell with a search warrant and grand jury subpoena Tuesday afternoon in the drive-thru area of a Hardee's restaurant in Minnesota. He evidently claimed on his online TV show. Lindell said the agents questioned him about Tina Peters, the Mesa County clerk who was indicted in March on charges that she helped an outsider copy sensitive data from the county's election systems in May of 2021. I haven't heard anything about that, and I don't know what the specifics are in regard to this. The FBI acknowledged that a warrant was served, but declined to elaborate because that's what the FBI does.
Sure.
They're not going to weigh in and talk about why they, you know, surrounded this man's vehicle and
you have to pay their salaries. They don't have to tell you anything.
That is the way it works. Without commenting on this specific matter, I can confirm that the FBI was at that location executing a search warrant authorized by a federal judge, said a spokesperson for the Bureau's Denver office. That's more than I would expect them to even say.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, they issue press releases about these sorts of things, don't they? I thought they did.
If they really want to brag about it, I don't think they are obligated to.
Okay. In a telephone interview Wednesday, Lindell told the Washington Post that he was not involved.
I mean, they didn't arrest Lindell. They just took his phone.
That's true, but I mean, don't thugs brag about that kind of thing when they steal someone's phone? Like, hey guys, we stole their phone. Look
at
us.
That's not as big of a score as, like, you know, arresting somebody or maybe stealing a bunch of heroin or something.
I suppose. In a telephone interview Wednesday, Lindell told the Washington Post that he was not involved in the copying of the selection management system and did not meet Peters until she attended a cyber symposium in August of 2021. I have no idea what went on then. I have nothing to do with that. But, you know,
this isn't about that. This is about Trump.
It's absolutely about, but how many
they want to see. They want to see what kind of text messages or secret things he's been sending back and forth with Trump. Trump and this guy, like, they know each other.
Oh,
from
really?
What I understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, that, like, was the piece of the puzzle I didn't have.
Lindell's a major Trump supporter. So it wouldn't surprise me if there are communications between him and Trump.
The FBI's action against Lindell. Lindell has used his multi-million dollar pillow fortune. Jesus Christ. I'm a multi-million dollar pillow fortune.
MyPillow's a good product. I mean, there's
it's
a good
a pillow.
Reason, but it's a darn good one. I mean, I use the MyPillow. It's a good product. We've talked about it on Free Talk Live for years.
I've never used one, you know. To me, a pillow is a pillow.
There's differences in pillows out there, Aria.
I guess. But this probe is one of multiple investigations underway into alleged security breaches of local election offices in states also including Michigan and Georgia. And it's such a waste of time. I don't know what these people are hoping to find. The election systems here in the United States, they're prone to failure, they're prone to mistakes, and they're just outright fraudulent.
Mm-hmm.
So what? This lady copied some of the information and released it, you know, publicly when she wasn't supposed to. It's all fraudulent, nonsensical, garbage information anyway. She just released garbage information. Efforts to access sensitive voting equipment, I guess they mean like the actual voting machines. I guess so. They go on. In some cases, with the help of like-minded local officials, were aimed at finding evidence that the machines were used to rig the 2020 election. So these people, not Mike Lindell, but they're making him out to be connected to this to some degree, but they're alleging that people out there are trying to access sensitive voting equipment, that's these voting machines, in order to determine whether the machines were rigged to rig the election. And I think that's fair. You know, if these citizens want to be able to audit the software that, you know,
should be able to.
Runs the elections, they should absolutely, it should probably be open source, but it's not.
It's not.
No, it's absolutely not. Why would it be? It's the government. Access to such equipment, of course, is intended to be tightly controlled. That way you don't know what it actually says. We had these in Mississippi, and I stopped voting because of it. There was no paper trail whatsoever. You just voted, and that was it.
So they had the online, the screen?
Yes.
That you didn't even get a ballot?
No. It didn't print anything out. There was no record that you were even there. You just pressed some buttons, and that was it. It's like, boy, that really felt like a waste of time, right? It could have written down any damn thing it wanted.
In the database or whatever. Right?
And it could have done that even if it printed out. Like, yes, you voted for John McAfee or whatever. It still could have printed out.
Yeah.
Who the hell knows? Well, it could have printed that out and then recorded who the hell
anything
knows
it
what.
Yeah,
and there would
point.
Have been no way for me to know otherwise. But they didn't even bother with printing anything out.
I'm glad we don't have that here in New Hampshire. I mean, it's still hard to trust elections, but at least you get a physical piece of paper that's going into a box somewhere and supposedly somebody can observe the process.
And, you know, if there are disputes, they can do a hand recount.
They can, yeah. And they have.
They have, and as I understand it, the results are usually fairly close from the hand count, from the hand recounts and the actual voting machines. There's not much more to say here. I think you're absolutely right, Ian. This is about Trump.
This is about Trump, yeah. Supposedly, they've done like 36 raids on Trump-related people, according to the O'Bannon guy or Bannon.
That's right. They took someone else's cell phone, some senator or representative, 603-283-6160, if you went away. And there's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to join us, 603-283-6160. Phone lines are open. You can talk about artificial intelligence and developments there, or, you know, the MyPillow guy being raided, or he wasn't raided, he was accosted, and they took his phone, and all of the other weird stuff going on around Donald Trump as the political establishment seems to be targeting him. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Ian.
And I want to say thank you to Chris Cowan. That's tonight's amplifier. That means that Chris is a member of the AMPS program.
Thanks, Chris.
You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. If you value the show, if you want to help us reach a larger audience, get our podcast more listeners. You may have noticed the podcast has recently changed. The AMPS program is the best way to do that. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Thanks so much, Chris, for your contributions. And we hope you're enjoying the new format of the show and the new podcast and all that great stuff. You do get a different version of the podcast through the AMPS program. It is the full version of the show. But really, if you join, the reason you should do it is because you value Free Talk Live and you want to help us, you know, you want to show your support. But let's go to the phones. We have Ralph on the line from Maine. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Have you guys heard about all the athletes that are dropping dead on while they're playing ball? I think there's like scores like about 900 of them, you know, around the world. Like, and they're all fully vaccinated, by the way.
Are you referring to the sudden adult death syndrome that was going around somewhat recently? I remember a lot of athletes dropping dead probably a year or so ago was when the stories were first getting prominence, but I'm not sure I've heard too much about it since.
Well, Jay Wilderness on YouTube, he's put compilations, monthly compilations together since back last October or November, and I've got what's going on, volume 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, including Do You See the Elephant in the Room? And he, what he posts, they're only like 5 minutes long, you know, but he posts all the news articles of this player dropping dead. He film videos of them, you know, dropping dead.
Yeah, it's been going on, of course, since the vaccines have been around, the COVID vaccines.
Europe and those places are ahead of us, see. What's happening there, is, you know, it's like several months, like about 4 months ahead of us, because they were fully vaccinated while we were still struggling with getting approval here.
Were they? I did not know that. I didn't hear that the U.S. was behind. I thought basically the vaccine hit globally all at the same time, but I
knew that it developed AstraZeneca, and I think the AstraZeneca was a little bit ahead, but not like substantially so. And I don't think in the terms of vaccine numbers, I don't think they were ever really ahead of us.
Well, either way, it is disturbing. I mean,
just like Israel was ahead of us. And now they just released a study. They did a 6-month study, and first they found certain results, and then they lied about it, and now it's coming out. So if you look at that, but this Jay Wilderness, it's just great what he's done to put all this together. And like I said, there's like 900 something, the last number that I heard that this was happening to. You know, they're ball players, and they're fully vaccinated. See?
Right. These are people who are at the top of their physical conditioning in life. Yeah. They are well fed, well exercised. They're the last people who should be keeling over like this.
Yeah. And of course, you know, in Europe, they call it clot shots. And I remember about a year ago, they were being reported that all of a sudden buses in France and Germany, advertising on the sign was telling people that it's normal for young kids to have develop heart conditions. And, of course, now you hear about Saskatchewan. The number one cause of death is unknown.
No.
That's what's killing people, unknown causes of death.
What is that? Saskatchewan?
Saskatchewan is in Canada.
Yeah.
Okay.
To me, it's almost like the Western world has been targeted.
Well, I mean, that could be the case, but if that is the case, then the Western world has essentially targeted themselves as these vaccines were created in the West. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Ralph. I haven't heard a whole lot about the athletes dropping dead recently, but as you point out, Ian, you know, these are people who are at the top of their game. You know, they're in the best physical shape of their lives, and they're athletes, right? That's what athletes are. They're the physically fit, and the idea of these people dropping dead for whatever reason is a bit of a concern. But other things are crazy, and there's constantly stuff going on in the cryptocurrency world. This is one of the things that was sort of a sore point among some libertarians in regard to the Crypto Six when we were raided and all that. They were like, you know, why isn't the media covering this? Why is it?
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't more people talking about this? And as we pointed out to them, it was because this is happening all over the world. Things like, or all over the United States at least, these raids on people who are affiliated with Bitcoin, and the media just can't cover them all. One of those is Mr. Bitcoin.
Dr.
Bitcoin. Yes. Well, I don't want to assume their gender, or I don't want to cheapen their medical degree or their PhD or whatever, but
I don't even
doctor,
know if they have that.
I'm sure they don't. I suspect
it's just a character.
If they were actually a doctor, they would probably not call themselves Dr. Bitcoin, but I don't know.
Who knows?
So Dr. Bitcoin, I recently saw this. If I recall correctly, it was something like 14 months sentenced to prison. I don't remember
15.
What for.
Yeah. We'll get into that. It's about the favorite of unlicensed money transmission, basically.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. You can relate to that one.
A bit.
Do you want the story?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's BitcoinMagazine.com. Dr. Bitcoin jailed for selling peer-to-peer warns others they'll be next. Bitcoin educational persona Dr. Bitcoin is explaining his recent arrest for selling Bitcoin and warns the government won't stop with him, nor did it start with him, for that matter.
No, and he's right. It's not going to stop with him.
No. In 2011, journalist and tech entrepreneur Mark Hopkins shared dinner with a longtime friend who offered to pay for his half of the meal by sending Hopkins some newly minted Bitcoin, which the friend had mined himself on his laptop. This is the good old days.
What did he? 2014?
2011.
Oh, okay. Even earlier. Yeah, okay. I can see it.
In a recent phone interview with Bitcoin Magazine, Hopkins quipped he had never heard of the world's first peer-to-peer cryptocurrency before, but, quote, being a good nerd myself, unquote, he had his laptop with him, and he downloaded the needed... And they use the word hardware here. That's not what he did. Downloaded.
You can't download hardware. You
downloaded software. This is Bitcoin Magazine. You should think they would know better. To accept the offer, about half a Bitcoin at the time to cover about 13 or 14 bucks worth of magic internet money, in case you were wondering. That transaction, by the way, half a Bitcoin right now is worth around $10,000.
Yeah, I'm surprised it was that high in 2011, where half a Bitcoin was worth $13 or $14 or whatever.
Yeah.
That was lower.
That transaction began a years-long journey down the Bitcoin rabbit hole for Hopkins, launching an OG path, which included adopting the online teaching persona of Dr. Bitcoin, becoming vice president of Geosyn Mining, and selling his personally mined Bitcoin for many years to interested parties in person for cash or through completely above-board bank wires. Hopkins said that his interest in selling Bitcoin was, quote, mostly to meet people, unquote, for networking purposes, and that he rarely bothered to profit except on the largest deals, but instead focused on turning higher net worth buyers into long-term clients for his marketing company. Hopkins noted that at the time there was no federal guidance at all regarding Bitcoin sales, so he regularly sought counsel from Texas lawmakers who assured him and published a 2017 memorandum stating that they would not be requiring licenses or regulating the sale of Bitcoin in the state of Texas. In fact, they encouraged Hopkins and others to, quote, bring innovation to Texas, unquote. Yet on the September 5th, Hopkins announced via his Twitter account that he would be reporting to the Beaumont Federal Correctional Institute, quote, for the crime of selling Bitcoin a few years ago, unquote. And that's when this case came to my attention, again, just 10 days ago or 9 days ago.
I think it came to my attention because of something to do with his wife, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they came after her and got him to take a plea, basically. The arrest raised questions about what crime Hopkins had committed exactly, particularly if he had obtained assurance from Texas lawmakers that he was operating within the law. In 2019, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, a.k.a. FinCEN, a federal bureau of the U.S. Department of Treasury, you know, the same people that just outlawed a Bitcoin mixer or an Ethereum mixer online, that sanctioned... Internet code, basically, these people, that's who we're talking about. They published 18 U.S.C. 1960, which requires that the now well-known money transmitter license be obtained by those who wish to sell Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies to the public, with a suggested penalty of up to 5 years imprisonment for selling Bitcoin without obtaining the license. Now, I'd just like to point out that that's not actually what U.S.C. 1960 says. It doesn't talk about Bitcoin specifically.
Right.
And it certainly didn't... At the time when this person was doing their Bitcoin sales. There's more coming up about all of this.
603-283-6160.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.